USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for coronavirus. Giuliani's been leading President Trump's legal challenges to try and overturn the election. At 76, he is at higher risk for serious complications from the virus. Giuliani has been holding public events without wearing masks and traveling to campaign events in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. His son Andrew, who works in the White House, tested positive for coronavirus 2 weeks ago, but Giuliani did not quarantine. A wicked winter storm has knocked out power to more than 200,000 residents in Maine and thousands more in Massachusetts and New Hampshire as the season's first nor'easter blew through overnight, slamming much of New England with heavy snow. 6 to 12 inches fell in central Massachusetts, and there are 60 to 70 mile per hour gusts around much of the state. Utility crews have been hard at work restoring power to tens of thousands. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
California's new lockdown is getting a big pushback from the Riverside County Sheriff.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In Sunday's slate of NFL action, the Lions down 23-13 at the half, came back to win at Chicago over the Bears 34-30. The Colts wrangled the Texans 26-20. And all but 2 points was scored in the first half of that one. The Saints go to 10-2 with a 21-16 win at Atlanta. The Jets stay winless, falling to the Raiders 31-28. The Browns win at Tennessee 41-35. And tonight on Sunday Night Football, it's the Broncos visiting the 10-1 Chiefs. The NBA is cracking down for the upcoming season. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
When the NBA season begins later this month, players will be subject to new coronavirus restrictions. The league's new set of rules bars players and staff from going to clubs, bars, lounges, public gyms and pools, or larger indoor gatherings with more than 15 people while in their home cities. On the road, players will only be allowed to leave their hotels to dine at outdoor venues or league-approved restaurants. Players reported for training camps earlier this week where 48 of the 546 players tested positive for the virus. The season is scheduled to begin on December 22nd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The much-to-do game between the top two teams in college basketball didn't happen yesterday. Less than 90 minutes before Gonzaga and Baylor were set to tip off, the game was postponed due to two positive COVID-19 tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.